Krieglader by Paul Stewart and Chris Riddell. Read by Alex Jennings. A monstrous pall of swirling cloud hangs over the edge, obscuring everything below. At its centre, a mighty storm fizzes and crackles. This dark maelstrom is devouring the once great city of Undertown. Yet even as the city crumbles and is washed away by the storm-lashed Edgewater River, hope lives on in the hearts of the Undertowners, fleeing down the disintegrating Great Mire Road. Led by the Most High Academe, Calquape Pentifraxis, and the Librarian Knights, they dream of a new life in that beacon of freedom and knowledge, the Free Glades. Ahead of them lies the Mire, a wasteland of bleached mud and blowholes, and beyond that, the Edgelands, a place where demons are said to torment those who venture into its barren landscape. Further still lie the Deepwoods, with their swarms of snickets, packs of wigwigs, and poisonous plants. But there is no going back. At the far end of the Mire Road, the remnants of the Shrike Sisterhood realize that their lucrative trade with Undertown is over. They too must seek a new life. But there is vengeance in their hearts. News of the great disaster is reaching the villages of the goblin nations, never slow to exploit the weaknesses of others. Talk is of war and conquest. In the smoky, fiery hell that is the Foundry Glades, Hemuel Spume is hard at work on plans of his own. He is waiting impatiently for his business partner to join him.
"I'll give them Free Glades," he mutters scornfully. "Long live the Slave Glades!"
As the maelstrom grows, the Undertowners struggle on along the Great Mire Road. Ahead, sweeping across their path bordering the Edgelands, are the treacherous Twilight Woods, a place that none but a shrike might journey through unscathed. All round them, the road is collapsing. They must seek help or perish. The Deep Woods, the Stone Gardens, the Edgewater River, Undertown and Sanctifrax, names on a map. Yet behind each name lie a thousand tales, tales that have been recorded in ancient scrolls and passed down the generations by word of mouth, tales which even now are being told. What follows is but one of those tales.
"What are we going to do?"
Deadbolt Volpoon glared at the thin quartermaster who had just spoken.
"The storms over Undertown are growing," said a Clodotrog.
The other sky pirates at the long table all nodded.
"And there's nothing moving on the Mire Road," he added. "All trade has stopped dead."
The nodding turned to troubled muttering.
"Gentlemen," said Deadbolt, "we are sky pirates. Our ships may no longer fly, but we are still sky pirates, and no storm is going to defeat us."
"I repeat my question," said the quartermaster. "What are we going to do? There are over 30 crews in the Armada. That's 300 mouths to feed. If there is no trade on the Mire Road, then what shall we live on?"
For weeks, the dark clouds had gathered on the far horizon, and now Undertown was lost from view, and the Mire Road was deserted. A great shrike battle flock had disappeared in the direction of Undertown just before the storm struck, and then the remaining shrikes from the tally huts had retreated back to the eastern roost.
"I have sent out another raiding party," Deadbolt announced, "and until we get to the bottom of this, I for one don't intend to panic."
The thin quartermaster snorted.
"I hear there's opportunities opening up in the Foundry Glades, and that's where my crew are headed."
He strode from the cabin.
"Gentlemen, please," said Deadbolt. "Think of what we built up here in the Armada. Don't throw it all away. Wait until the raiding party returns." "Until the party returns," said the Clodotrog as the Sky Pirates got up to leave, "and not a moment longer."
As they trooped out, Deadbolt Volpoon walked to the window. He looked out at the Armada of the dead beyond. When stone sickness had begun to spread through the flight rocks of the skyships, he and the other sky pirates had scuppered their vessels rather than letting sky sickness pick them off one.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?